Good morning. Welcome to this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. Of course, I am Brother Juan. Something I noticed lately, which of course I already knew, but I didn't realize to the extent that I talk with my hands. A lot of times with the camera angle when I'm broadcasting, whether it's for Nextel Financial Partners or for the church, my hands are constantly moving. It's not on the screen, so most people can't see unless I raise them up, but my hands are constantly moving, and I just didn't realize how bad that I speak with my hands. So I think that's very funny. What are some of the habits and things that you do that you find interesting, especially if you broadcast live? What are some of your tics, I guess I should say? So you just seen Biz Talk with Brother Juan. We're going to actually be talking about key challenges solopreneurs face and how to overcome them. It's basically a five-part series. Today we're going to be talking about multitasking. And so let me start off by introducing myself. I'm Juan P. Barrientos II, AKA Brother Juan. I am the owner of Next Step Financial Partners Tax and Accounting. I help Christian life coaches, consultants, course creators, other solopreneurs increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so that you can empower more of your clients to achieve their goals, grow your business, and fulfill your purpose. Biz Talk with Brother Juan and Tax Talk with Brother Juan now is designed to help you navigate your business to increase and get a handle on your biz finances so that you can prepare to scale for the future and maximize your profits along the way. And again, this edition with Biz Talk with Brother Juan, we're going to talk about key challenges solopreneurs face and how to overcome them. Today, we're talking about multitasking. So starting your biz is a great feeling, especially once you start making money from your services. I know, depending on how you launch your business, sometimes, you know, the phone is silent, the alerts are silent. And somebody just posted today kind of talking about the emotional roller coaster, how a lot of entrepreneurs, we don't really talk about the highs and the lows, how 1 week, you know, you can make a lot of money, and then next week everything is quiet and you're not making any money. The ups and downs of business. But once you really start making money in your business, that feeling is so great, right? And so every part of the journey is exciting and energizing, especially in the beginning, right? Because it's your business, you're handling everything. You know, you're wearing those multiple hats. And so most solopreneurs know the last minute rush that comes from owning all the responsibilities of your business, right? You set that deadline to meet your services, conclude your services, the expectations to deliver that product. And you have some bumps in the roads and just everything coming together at the last minute, and that happens so much, is a rush, right? And so again, wearing so many hats on a daily basis is definitely fulfilling, as long as you can manage it, right? When it becomes too much for you to handle, it no longer energizes you, it can actually drain you. And so how do you handle the and manage the multiple responsibilities, being the CFO, the certified, the chief financial officer, the chief operational officer, the chief executive officer, being the bookkeeper, the accountant, the marketer, the salesman, right? Your own secretary. How do you manage multiple responsibilities? First of all, you always have to take a big picture look and plan a long-term schedule. Take a big picture look at everything. How does everything work together? How is it affecting your life? And plan a long-term schedule. I know one thing I do, started doing earlier this year, is putting everything on my Google Calendar, everything, business and personal. So I know what doctor's appointments are coming up. I know what my study schedule is for the EA exam. I know, what particular weekly, daily tasks that I need to accomplish. And next step, doing my monthly bookkeeping for next step. And so I put everything on the schedule, and really looking at the schedule currently, we're going to do some things, which actually is the fifth part of the series, so I won't talk about. So looking at the big picture, you want to see how everything is working together, and you want to make a plan for the long term. You want to set yourself up a schedule for the long term. Before diving into all these responsibilities at once, evaluate the most crucial needs and plan tasks accordingly. I have a short attention span. So I often catch myself starting one thing, and then next thing you know, I'm working on something else. And so, again, early in the morning, I think about what I have to do that day, what I need to accomplish that week, and work on the things that are most crucial first, and then try to plan out my day accordingly. Again, I put everything on the schedule. Some things have a particular time in the way I'm wired. Some things I prefer to do in the morning than the afternoon. And then there are some things that I have to get done along the day. And so I have some open times on my schedule, which I work on particular things. And so again, working on what's most crucial, the crucial needs, working on those first and really planning out accordingly. Also, by prioritizing and planning the work before actually getting started, multiple roles can be managed effectively and efficiently, right? So you're not the only one who's traveling down the road, and I'm not necessarily telling you to compare yourself to others, but oftentimes the struggle, amen, is behind the scenes. It is not visible to everybody else, but anyone who is entrepreneur, solopreneur, if you're operating your own business, you understand the time commitment that is involved in the multiple responsibilities that we take on. And so again, looking at the bigger picture, plan for the long term, before diving into everything, your day at once, evaluate the most crucial needs, and then prioritizing the day. Also, before getting started, everything that we have to do as entrepreneurs can be managed effectively and efficiently. Again, I don't know where you are in your business. I don't know what you're going through, but we are definitely here to help you navigate your biz, finances. So one thing that we can definitely take off of your plate here at Next Step Financial Partners is the bookkeeping. How much time are you spending on bookkeeping per week, per month, that you could be focusing more on your clients, focusing more on your marketing that brings you money, right? Also, bookkeeping lays the foundation for all the financial decisions in your business. No matter where you are, if you don't have a good handle on that bookkeeping, it's hard to make decisions. Too often, entrepreneurs look at bookkeeping as what I have to do in order to prepare for my taxes, right? Track income and expenses. But when you have your bookkeeping in place, those numbers tell you so much more about your business. And we can definitely help you navigate your business with bookkeeping and accounting services. To evaluate your business, see where you are. Once we understand where you want to go, we can utilize financial accounting principles to help you get there. So if you need us, feel free to reach out to us. I invite you to book a free 15-minute biz strategy session with myself. There is a link associated with this video. And so, again, feel free to book that time, and we'll talk about your biz and learn more about your biz, and we'll decide if we're a good fit to work together. I look forward to hearing from you. And of course, if you have any questions, feel free to type those in the comments, and I will definitely get back with you. I thank you for tuning in to this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. Y'all have a great day.